Triple M presents Midnight Oil and First Nations collaborators in Makarrata Live, hitting the road in 2021. You can get the details at frontiertouring.com. And I've been hanging out to chat to Peter Garrett today to talk about this awesome tour. You've been hard to get a hold of this morning, but I finally got you. How are you going?
Hi, Sarah Marie. I'm pretty good. I'm just making sure I get my coffee up so I'm high octane enough.
Well, now that you're good to go, it's so great to finally have you on the phone to chat about this incredible tour. But can I just say, while 2020 has been incredibly challenging for so many people, my thoughts have been with you guys, particularly last month with the passing of Bones Hillman.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. It's been one of those things, Sarah Marie, where we didn't really know how we would react. We didn't know how crook he was to begin with. And then when he went pretty quickly. He went on his own terms, which I think was a really good thing. And, you know, he's remembered well, but you spend more time in a band that's been around the period that the Oils have been treading the stage. You spend more time with one another than you do with your partners and your wives, you know. That's the truth of it. So you do know people really, really well, and we're very close. We're brothers. So it's a little bit like losing a family member. At the same time, you know, it was better for him to pass away because he was, as it turned out, so unwell. That's the shock of it, isn't it? And just a gap that he's not around. It's a bit difficult, but we'll get there.
But how special that you got to jump back in the studio, all of you guys together, for the first time in almost 18 years.
Yeah, no, exactly. And, you know, we were FaceTiming him at different times just to check in with him and, you know, tell him what that we loved him and all of that stuff. And at the same time, you know, we were able to break it to him that he had his first number one forever, and also Trump looked like Trump wasn't going to be president, so all was not bad. You know?
Oh, that sounds like you got to deliver wonderful news there. And honestly, it was great news for us to see you guys giving us new music again.
Well, you know, I don't think we really had thought that far ahead when we basically started playing in 2017, 2018, and we did the Great Circle Tour, and we ended up, you know, playing to a heap of people here and overseas, and lots of people came back and lots of new people came, and that was a little surprising to us, but it was terrific, you know, just to find that there was such an audience there for the band. And also once we got on stage, you know, that there was so much sort of juice in the engine. Yet you still don't know, you know, whether the songs are going to work, if there's going to be any songs at all. And when we sat down and said, look, let's see what we've got and see where we can take it. Again, you know, we were just a little bit sort of, oh, okay, we've got stuff that we can work on, which for us is the right thing. You know, we need to have things that we can really focus on and work on and try and bring the best out of. And we had such a lot of it that, of course, we've ended up essentially with two records. The first one, the one that some people will have heard a bit of, the Makarrata Project. And then, of course, there's another Oils record in the wings, which we're just tidying up as we speak. And I think as well, we just enjoyed playing together so much. And we just realised what a gift and what a blessing it was for us that we actually were still standing, you know. And I mean, we miss Bonesy deeply. And he was the one to say, you know, find someone else, keep playing, you've got to do it. It's incredible after all this time to be able to do that and be able to share these songs with people. You just appreciate it more and more as time goes on.
Absolutely. And I love that these gigs that you have announced seek to elevate the Uluru statement from the heart. It's something that I'm truly passionate about. And so when I heard news about the Makarrata Project and what you guys were seeking to do, it just made me smile from ear to ear.
Oh, look, I'm really pleased to hear that. And I just, you know, from our perspective, there's a bit of unfinished business sitting here that really can make Australia a great country if we get it sorted. And, you know, I don't want to be preaching to people. I just want them to know that, you know, we've been out there, we've seen it, we know First Nations people, we value them as colleagues and friends. We think what happened to them was a historical fact of absolute rupture, yeah, and they've had to wear the consequences of it ever since. And we haven't done enough, and we could. You know, we're a wealthy democracy. We're a country where a lot of people would like to see this happen, and we just need some decent moral national leadership to get the show on the road. And so that particular, you know, the Uluru Statement itself, Sarah Marie, it's an incredible bit of writing, and it's generous, it's poetic, it's poignant, it speaks to all Australians, and it's about bringing the country together. You know, you've got to work together, you've got to bring people together, and I think that if we had that with First Nations people, they took their place as the first Australians, we're proud of them, their culture's incredible, their contribution's amazing. You know, settle this issue, get a voice to Parliament, you know, make sure that we understand what the needs are and start to fix up some of the problems and work with them and then walk together again like we did with the Makarrata Project, where we weren't going to start singing these songs at this stage, having done all that we did in the 80s for people. We wanted to sing them with people. And, of course, we brought people on board, incredible First Nations artists, Troy, you know, Jess Malboy, Dan Sultan, etc. And they made this record what it is. They lifted it up to another place.
Yeah, I cannot wait to see you guys hit the road next year, especially off the back of everything that we've been through. And I love that you've picked Mount Dunedin State to play at in Geelong. That is truly one of my favourite places to go and watch artists perform.
Yeah, what's it like? I mean, I've heard about it, but I don't know much about it.
Oh, it's like an amphitheatre with the hill. It's perfect. Everyone's got a great view. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, no, we heard it was a pretty good one. I mean, we love playing outside, I think. You know, obviously with COVID, it's a better deal for us, particularly after what Victorians have been through. The opportunity to be able to, you know, yes, you can dance, yes, you can sing, yes, you can rub shoulders. But there's also something about the sound, you know, when the Aussies play outside. If we haven't got rough weather, you tend to be able to get the melding of the environment and the atmosphere with the notes, the rhythms, the beats, the textures of the music. And for me, on stage anyway, that's always pretty special.
Yeah, I promise you are going to absolutely love it. And it wraps up the couple of shows that you are doing there. FrontierTouring.com for tickets on the 16th of December. It has been an absolute pleasure to chat with you this morning, Peter Garrett. And I cannot wait to see you guys on the ride next year.
Hey, no worries, Santa Marie. Thanks for having us.